Hi everyone, and welcome to the Say As It Is with Pete podcast series. I'm Pete, your host, and each week I will bring you some frank and honest conversations covering various topics from learning and development, friendships, funding, HR, strengths, recruitment, ESG, well-being, ED&I, employability, and much, much more. So let's get this week's episode underway and say as it is. Hey everybody, and welcome back to Say As It Is with Pete, the podcast where we break down the world of work, recruitment, HR, L&D, and lots more things, and even career growth with honesty, insight, and a bit of British grit, and honestly, just some frank, honest conversations. So as always, I'm Pete, and I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the hottest and perhaps most misunderstood topics in recruitment right now. And this is the rise again of AI tools, and they keep developing. From previous podcasts I've done, go back and listen to them, I think in seasons 1, 2, and 3, but AI keeps going. And in a particular, I want to talk about the impact of an AI recruitment tool that I stumbled across via looking at Instagram called Jack and Jill. The AI tool duo that's shaking up how we find, hire, and even think about jobs in the UK. So if you're a job seeker, a recruiter, or just someone who's curious about what the future holds for work, this episode is definitely for you. So I'm going to be unpacking what Jack and Jill actually does, also how it's changing the recruitment landscape, and critically how you can use AI to give yourself a little bit of an edge still. So whether you're kind of hiring or looking for your next big opportunity, then this episode may give you a little bit more insight. So what I will be doing is I'll be weaving in the principles of social recruitment as well, exploring how tools like StrengthScope can help you stand out, and sharing plenty of practical tips along the way, because I do lots of stuff on social value recruitment, and also I'm a master StrengthScope practitioner. So let's kind of get into it. So first of all, what is Jack and Jill, and why does it matter? There's a question, right? So first up, let's set the scene. So if you've been anywhere near LinkedIn, job boards, or HR news in the last few months, you may have heard about Jack and Jill, this new AI tool. But what exactly is Jack and Jill? It's not the nursery rhyme, I promise you. So Jack and Jill is a UK-based developed AI tool designed to streamline recruitment from both sides of the table. So for employers, it uses machine learning to sift through CVs, match candidates to roles, and even conduct initial video interviews using kind of natural language processing tools. For job seekers, it offers tailored CV feedback, suggests roles based on your strengths and preferences, and can even simulate interview scenarios to help you prepare. But also it can help you review kind of your CV. It can also review you and help you kind of, or it helps find you potential jobs that could suit what you're looking for if you're on the lookout. So why is it a big deal? Well, first of all, if I go into that, I will know I have tried this Jack and Jill. So we'll go through this, and then I'll give a little bit of insight of my own lived experience. So why is it a big deal? Well, according to a recent CIPD survey, over 60% of UK employers are now using some form of AI in their recruitment process. So that's a massive shift from just a few years ago. And with the UK's ongoing talent shortages, especially in tech, for example, healthcare, and even green industries, tools like Jack and Jill are helping to speed up hiring, reduce bias. They're also looking at, you know, looking at creating a faster playing field, and sometimes drive down the cost of hiring. But as with all tech, there are pros and cons. So let's break down those pros and cons. So what are the pros and cons for AI in recruitment? So here are the pros. Speed. AI can process thousands of applications in minutes, not weeks. It's a reduced bias, so algorithms can be designed to ignore age, gender, and other protected characteristics, though this depends on the data that they're trained on. And that's the key thing with AI. It's the amount of data it's trained on for it to give the responses. And that's always been the case. So personalization. So tools like Jack and Jill can match you with jobs that fit your skills and values, not just the job title. And accountability. So for candidates with disabilities, AI-powered video interviews can be more flexible and less stressful. So then, what are the cons? Well, it's the algorithmic bias. So if an AI is trained on biased data, it can replicate those biases to scale. So if you're missing things out, or certain ages or genders or any of the nine characteristics are protected, if you're building a tool, it's going to use whatever you teach it. And it's AI is, I've always said this, AI isn't artificial intelligence. It should be ALL, artificial learning, because it learns from the data we give it. You've got to give it thousands and 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 thousands upon the pieces of information and data for it to then start producing and providing you that information. So if you're, so if people are training AI tools or the algorithmic tool to pull what it wants, it's only going to pull what you tell it. And that's the same with AI prompts. If I'm putting a prompt into AI, I'm customizing that prompt to get what I want from it. So we have to be careful on that one. Impersonal experience. Yep, so some candidates feel lost in the system, unable to connect with a real human being. And over-reliance. Yes, so recruiters may miss out on great candidates who don't fit algorithms or the algorithmic mold. So, yeah. So that's what that basically means. So, you know, what does all this mean then? So let's give some tips for job seekers. So how to use AI to your advantage as a job seeker. So here's where it gets a little bit more practical. So if you're looking for work in the UK right now, you need to know how to play the AI game. Yeah? So here are some tips. One, optimize your CV for AI. So use clear standard job titles and keywords from job descriptions. So Jack and Jill and similar tools scan for these terms. Avoid fancy graphics, unusual layouts. Keep it simple, keep it clean, and keep it text based, which is better. So two, highlight your strengths. So tools like StrengthScope can help identify your unique seven strengths, as well as your bubbling unders and your drainers. So make sure that these are front and center on your CV and in your outline profiles. For example, if your top strength is collaboration, give creative examples of how you've worked in teams and collaborated. Three, tailor every application. Sometimes I don't believe in this, but it's something I keep looking at, and people keep tailoring their applications. So AI tools reward you by being able to do that. So don't send the same CV for every job. Tweak it to match specific requirements for each role. So if it's a manager, a team leader, customer service, hospitality, whatever it is, tweak your CV. Yeah, you may have several CVs, but tweak it. A good advantage of AI is that you can ask AI to tweak your CV to how it should look, and it can help you with that. So practice with AI interview simulations. So Jack and Jill offers mock interviews. Use them. They are more patience. So they've got more patience And it gives you more practice. So the more confident you will be when it comes to the real thing, the better you will be. So using these simulations, as they say, practice makes perfect, right? And if AI can simulate interviews, go for it. So don't forget the human touch. So if you get through the AI stage, you'll still need to impress a real person. You're not impressing the AI anymore. It's the real living human being in front of you. So prepare stories and show your values, resilience and adaptability, qualities that StrengthsScope can help you articulate a little bit more in regards to leading, critical thinking, attention to detail, collaboration, how you might be more people focused and task or results focused. So StrengthsScope does play a good part in that. But if you want to know more about StrengthsScope, then just drop me a message. And then ask for feedback. So many AI tools, including Jack and Jill, offer feedback for your applications. So use this to improve not just one job, but for all your overall approaches when applying for different roles. Now, I just want to give you a bit of insight to Jack and Jill, because I actually have given Jack and Jill a go. It's free to use. So Jack focuses on the job seeker and Jill for the recruiter. So you can use Jill to find candidates that you ideally want, so your ideal candidate. So I haven't used Jill fully. I still need to play around with how Jill operates as a kind of support mechanism for an employer who needs to recruit. But Jack, on the other hand, I have played with. So Jack, I uploaded my LinkedIn profile link and I uploaded my recent CV. And then you have a conversation with Jack. So you and Jack have a conversation. He's asking you questions about your experience, what your next role would look like, what you want to do, what your salary expectations are, what your visions and values are. So Jack really gives you like a 20-minute kind of get to know you session. And then Jack will then team up with Jill and potentially find jobs that would match what you're looking for, whether it's hybrid, flexible working, work from home, you know, the ability to be hybrid, or jobs in and around your area. You know, or if you're willing to travel, it can recommend jobs that are probably work from home or hybrid, but still have a bit of travel, things like that. So it's really good. And I've had that conversation with Jack and perfect. Then you can go and have another conversation with Jack and find out a little bit more. So I did the initial screening with Jack, and then I went back in and picked up a conversation with Jack around about how I could improve my CV and how I could potentially improve my LinkedIn. So a good thing is Jack will talk you through it and give you examples. Now, the only downside to this at the moment is if I said to Jack, okay, great, I love these examples. Can you show them on the screen like text, or can you email them? And unfortunately, he couldn't. So it's still a little bit of development. And, you know, I sent an email back to the developers, or I will be sending an email back to the developers because I need to push send, because I need to add it just a little bit more. Having that option to show the text of the conversation you've had, because that really helps. But if you want to have that conversation with Jack, you can, and it's free to sign up. So then not long after that, I then got a recommended job, but in Newcastle. So for an employer, it gave me information about the job, that the employer is looking, that there is travel, it's hybrid. So it's something to consider. And then Jack gives you options to talk about the job a little bit more and support you in your application for that. So it's still in its early stages from what I can see. It's a pretty big game changer. And I would say go and use it. Just type in Jack and Jill AI and it will come up, and then just click on it and off you go. And I'll try and put a link in the bio as well. But give it a go. Like, my experience was interesting, and I'm gonna keep going back and using it and keep seeing how it develops and grows. But also there's one for job seekers or just career coaching. So try that one option as well if you just want to do a bit of career coaching. That's more for those people that are not looking for a job but just want a little bit of career coaching advice and guidance. Then Jack can help you with that. So go give it a go. So jackandjill.ai. Give it a go. It could be interesting. It could help you find your next role. But as I say, AI is continuously developing and growing, and it just keeps growing and growing and getting there. So I now want to talk a little bit about social value recruitment. So AI as a focus for good, is it? So as I say, now let's look at that social value recruitment. So AI and its core. So this is about making hiring fairer, more inclusive, and more impactful to society. So the UK government's Social Value Act means public sector employers are increasingly required to consider a social impact in their recruitment. So AI tools like Jack and Jill can support this by identifying candidates from underrepresented backgrounds. It can look at removing unconscious bias from shortlisting, and it can also be helping employers measure the social impact in their hires. But it's not automatic. So employers need to set up their AI tools thoroughly, monitor for bias, and also ensure that social value isn't just a buzzword. Because it's not, it shouldn't be a buzzword. It should be at the core and the foundation of everything you do. It should be written as part of your business plan. Yeah, embed it so far that it's difficult to kind of claw out of a crowbar kind of thing. So for the job seeker, I've got some tips for you. So if you care about working for an employer that values social impact, look for those using transparent, fair recruitment practices. And don't be afraid to ask about the approach of social value in interviews, because it's key. If hiring managers or in companies are invested in social value, they'll be able to tell you. So ask the question. So how does then StrengthScope fit into all of this? So standing out in the world of AI, how is it going to work? So StrengthScope is a strengths assessment tool used by many UK employers and job seekers now to identify what makes you unique. So in an AI-driven recruitment world, knowing and communicating your strengths is more important than ever. So how to use StrengthScope in your job search? Well, complete the assessment to get a clear picture of your top seven strengths, or your unique seven strengths. So there's 24 work strengths, and they're broken down into four different areas, which look at your relational, emotional, thinking, and execution. The wheel is also then divided on how you're seen, how you see yourself both internally and externally. So you're more about what people see, or are you more about your internal feelings? And it's broken down even further into whether you're a people, whether you're focused on people, or whether you're focused on task. It also identifies your bubbling unders. So these are strengths that you have the potential to be great at, as well as identifying any potential drainers. Those things that literally zap you. And I've mentioned this before, common sense. I don't have it. It's not that I don't have common sense. It's just if I don't deal with people that use their common sense, it drains me. Same with someone in HR. Her biggest drainer is relationship building. If she's in a room full of people, that's it. She's done. So knowing your unique strengths really, really helps. So use this language in your CV, cover letters, and interviews. So not like what, you know, have you done a SWOT analysis? What are your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, and threats? No, scrap that, throw it out the window. Don't believe in SWOT analysis anymore. It's all about StrengthScope, and it's all about your unique strengths. And also, when you're talking about your strengths, when somebody says, oh, okay, what's your strengths? And you might go, well, actually, my strengths is my creativity. And you'll know a little bit more about your creativity strength from your report, but also it tells you when your strength. So if they say, well, what's your weakness? Then you can say, well, actually, although my strength is creativity, it's also a weakness of mine, because when my strength goes into overdrive, obviously the blinkers are, I've got the blinkers on. And I don't realize that my creativity, when I get really excited about something, I'm not paying attention to the impact around others. So I could be really enthusiastic about something, but actually it's the thing that I'm creating and doing isn't having the impact I want, and sometimes I miss that when I go into overdrive. So I'm able to utilize other strengths or other people's strengths to kind of bring me back down, leverage my bubbling unders to balance out my overdrive. So simple, right? But you can learn this. So come and see me. I can teach you StrengthScope and I can teach you what your strengths are. So when using AI tools like Jack and Jill, input your strengths to get matched with roles that suit you. Not just what you've done before, but what you're best at. So let me give you a fact. So according to StrengthScope, StrengthScope's 2025 UK worldwide report, candidates who highlight their strengths are 30% more likely to progress to an interview stage, even when AI is involved. See, interesting fact there, isn't it? So how does the UK landscape work then? So what are the trends to watch out for? So let's zoom out for a moment. Okay, so the UK job market in 2025 is dynamic and challenging, to say the least. There's been so many changes. There's obviously the national insurance hikes gone up for employers. All sorts has gone on. So it's been an interesting half of the year. So let's look at NEET. So NEET stands for National Employment and Training Needs. So the government listed NEET report shows a rising demand of tech, healthcare and green jobs, and also a growing number of economically inactive adults, so over 9 million according to the ONS. So NEET is also a referral to not in education, teaching or training. Okay, so these are people that are economically inactive, they're not in any form of job, training or employment. Okay, there's a lot of them out there. And sometimes it's how you can link into that. And especially looking at the social value element, social value can help link into those people. And there are people like People Plus and Get Set and Only a Payment Away and other employability charities that have access to those people or know how to get them. So AI adaptation. So the UK is a leader in ethical AI. But there's ongoing debates about the transparency and fairness of AI adaptation. And obviously social value. So more employees are being held accountable for social value impact in their hiring practices and processes. And with the new social value or the new procurement act coming in, social value is in there. And, you know, employees have to show their social value and what they're doing. That's why I belong to the Social Recruitment Advocacy Group, or SRAG, and also the Social Recruitment Covenant, because they are leading the way, and we are leading the way in the social value. So listen, social value is key. And, you know, if you're a job seeker, look at the Procurement Act, look at the social value framework, see what it says. Educate yourself a little bit, yeah? So for a job seeker tip, stay informed. So follow trends in the industry, use AI tools to identify in-demand skills, and consider upskilling in areas like digital literacy, green tech, and healthcare support. So look at using AI as well to find out what the current trends in the industry or sector that you're looking to work in. You know, are there any skills that you particularly need? Are there any courses that they can find? So let me break up something on the AI front at the moment. So there's so many tools. ChatGPT is out there. It has so many built-in extensions, so many things you can do with it. It's growing and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So AI can help. So ChatGPT can help with that. But also there is another ChatGPT version called Perplexity.ai. And Perplexity.ai is more of a kind of a research kind of platform. You put what you kind of research, it will search for recent links and updates, it will search the web, it will provide you lots of information, sources, citations and all sorts to help you get to where you want to. So I think if you want to find out more about the trends, the skill shortages, you know, all those kind of things as a job seeker, to build your knowledge, skills and behaviors for you to be more knowledgeable, to get new skills, etc., go to perplexity.ai. okay, it's a tool, it helps. I've used it quite a lot. I use it quite a lot in my day-to-day work, so it does help a lot when I'm doing lots of research and stuff. So here's the final thought and some actionable steps for you. So what's the bottom line to all of this? Well, all AI tools like Jack and Jill are here to stay. They're not going anywhere. They're here, they're going to grow, and they're just going to keep getting better. Or worse, depending on what you look at and how you look at it. So they can make recruitment faster, fairer, and more accessible, but only if we use them wisely. For job seekers, the key is to work with technology, not against it. Optimize your CV, know your strengths, and keep the human touch alive. For employers and recruiters, remember that social value isn't just a tick box. Use AI to support inclusion, not replace it. And always be transparent with candidates about how decisions are made. So your action steps for this week, dear listener, is one, try out an AI-powered CV checker. See how your CV checks out. Now, there are AI CV checkers out there, which do cost, and I have seen that. Or you can use ChatGPT or even Perplexity. Put it in, ask the questions, but make sure your prompt is right. Like, you could give it a prompt like, you're a recruiter recruiting for this role. Please review the attached CV and advise if this would be suitable for the role, and are there any skills gaps, or is there anything else that's needed, or how could you improve the CV, blah blah blah. Give it as much detail as you can, hit enter, see what it does. Take a StrengthsScope assessment, like StrengthsScope, and update your profiles. So you can reach out to me, pete@creativemind.zone, and I will help you do your StrengthsScope report. There is a bit of a cost. It's not a lot. It's quite affordable. And once it's done for life. Yeah. So reach out to me. Again, that's pete@creativemind.zone, or you can email hello@creativemind.zone. Either one, we will get back to you. So research employers who are leading in social value recruitment, and also practice an AI-powered interview and note what you learn. So you can say to it again, I've applied for the following job, paste the job link or the job description in. I am wanting you to play the role of the hiring manager for this role. This is the name of the company and the company's website. Please help me with the interviews with questions and answers, and then give me feedback. And you can do that via ChatGPT. You can do it also via Perplexity. You could also use it in Jack and Jill, and see what it gives you. Yeah, but use those tools to help you. Okay. So, guys, that's it for today's episode of Sales Is With Pete. So, if you found this helpful, please subscribe, share with a friend, and let them know, and let me know your thoughts, especially if you've tried Jack and Jill, or have your own AI recruitment stories to share. So next time, we will be looking at NEET, so not in education, teaching and training, and the effect that has on the economic and employment trends that are shaping the UK job market, and what you can do to stay ahead as an employer and an employee, a job seeker, or someone that just wants to know more about recruitment. So until then, keep learning and keep growing, and as always, just say as it is.